Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Tuesday, February 11th. What to know today about what's happening in New Hampshire, what really happened when half of America's personal data was stolen, and SpaceX plans to take people to space very soon. Plus, what to expect from Samsung's big event today, and how a new music label is finding the next big star with artificial intelligence. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The first primary of the 2020 presidential race is today in New Hampshire. It's the first primary, but the second state in the nation to have a say about which Democratic candidate should take on President Trump in November. We had the Iowa caucuses last week, but this time it's much more straightforward. Voters go to the polls to choose their pick confidentially. In fact, some of the polls in the state are already open. Some famously opened the doors at midnight local time, and they close this evening. It's also different than Iowa because it's run by the state government, not the state parties. So what to expect when it comes to the results? Well, on the Republican side, New Hampshire voters will likely lock in President Trump as their pick. But for Democrats, it's still anyone's game. The latest polls show Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg having the most support in New Hampshire, similar to what we've seen in Iowa so far. Then Newsweek reports two new polls put Amy Klobuchar in third place, above Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. Remember, there are 11 candidates still in the running. The former New York mayor Michael Bloomberg is skipping the early voting states since he entered the race late. Otherwise, most of the candidates, including President Trump, have been there in New Hampshire campaigning. Stay tuned as the results start trickling in tonight. Flooding is a big concern right now in the South. CNN reports more widespread flash flooding and river flooding is likely from Texas to the Carolinas this week. Already, the Weather Channel says a levee breach last night in Mississippi forced evacuations. Flood watches have been issued for nearly 18 million people through at least today. Some spots could see up to 7 inches of rain, which is not good for places that have already seen quite a lot of rain. The Weather Channel says severe weather could continue until Thursday in parts of the southeast as well, but it should all dry up by the end of the week. President Trump is pushing for major cuts to some programs like Medicaid and a big boost to others like border control. He unveiled his budget proposal yesterday. It calls for $4.8 trillion in spending in fiscal year 2021, which starts this October. Though keep in mind, it's really up to Congress to make the call on where to put taxpayer dollars. This is more of a symbolic thing to kick off negotiations and let everyone know the White House's spending priorities. In the proposed plan, President Trump calls for about $2 trillion in cuts to programs like Medicaid, federal housing assistance, and food stamp recipients, which helps lower-income Americans, as well as environmental programs and student loan initiatives. So Democrats criticized it big time. Instead, Trump wants to spend more money on programs like Veteran Affairs and immigration enforcement, including an extra $2 billion for a wall along the southern border. The plan would also try to cut back on the federal deficit over the next 15 years to help balance the budget, though some experts told the Wall Street Journal the estimates are making some questionable assumptions. Again, whatever spending deal does finally pass both the House and Senate, it will need to be bipartisan, so expect it to look a lot different than what was laid out this week. Remember the Equifax data breach? It was back in 2017 when the credit reporting giant Equifax admitted it's been hacked and the data of 145 million Americans had been compromised. Or in other words, nearly half of all Americans were affected, and it was one of the largest data breaches in history. So it was a bit of a mess. And now, after a years-long investigation, we're hearing more about the alleged hackers behind it. The U.S. Attorney General announced charges against four members of China's army. The Justice Department says it's just part of how China has continued to steal sensitive data from America to help its own intelligence and performance. So it's safe to say this will put another strain on U.S.-China relations. Though don't expect the people charged with the crime to actually be caught or brought to justice anytime soon. Equifax says it's grateful for the new charges and it has since tightened its security. Though some critics say it's really not enough, that the U.S. needs to pass laws to require more data safety among credit reporting companies that hold on to so much sensitive information, so hackers can't gain access to the info in the first place. As the coronavirus continues to spread in China, the country is turning to technology and its own pretty widespread surveillance system for some help. CNBC reports a new mobile app tracks people and alerts them if they've been in close contact with someone who could be infected. For example, if they shared a plane or train with someone who is now sick, the app will let them know. But the numbers aren't really getting any better for now. CBS News reports China's daily death toll topped 100 for the first time, bringing the total number of deaths to more than 1,000. As for the U.S., there's now one more confirmed case here, this time in San Diego. The person who got sick, though, was apparently evacuated from Wuhan in China, the city where the outbreak started. This brings the total number of U.S. cases to 13. Although at least 20 Americans are said to have gotten the virus while on a cruise ship that is still quarantined in Japan. SpaceX is getting very close now to flying astronauts to space. There's even now a tentative date. Ars Technica is reporting it could happen as early as May 7th. It's a big deal because since 2011, NASA has paid Russia to let American astronauts catch a ride to the International Space Station for $80 million a seat. But now they're hoping U.S. companies like SpaceX and Boeing can take on the job, so it'll be cheaper and more convenient. Last month, SpaceX founder Elon Musk said he expects the Crew Dragon to launch with astronauts on board between April and June, and now it's looking like maybe it could be as early as May. Of course, that date could change, but this means we are getting closer to seeing an American commercial company take people to space. We have more news ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor today. Rothy's has quickly grown to become a most loved, gotta-have-them brand, and as soon as I got my own pair of Rothy's, I found out why. Rothy's are the perfect everyday shoes for life on the go. They are super stylish and super comfortable, which is a pretty rare combination, especially for women. And they go with everything, from casual jeans to dresses. I have a bright red pair called Blaze from the Merino collection, and they always seem to make the outfit with a pop of color. But Rothy's shoes come in all different colors and patterns and different styles for both women and kids. And don't forget, they're sustainable and machine washable. So take a look at your options, available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. Just go to Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy to get yourself your new favorite flats. All right, now back to the news. Samsung's big Unpacked event is today, so expect some new tech announcements, like the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip. The foldable phone is all glass on the inside and folds like a clamshell. The Verge says Samsung teased the phone in a commercial during the Oscars over the weekend, so this shouldn't be too much of a surprise, but maybe there will be more details coming soon. Then there is the Galaxy S20 5G, the new version of Samsung's flagship phone. It'll be a popular phone, and some think it could be the first real test of the new faster 5G network in the U.S. There's apparently three different versions expected, including a Plus and Ultra version. Also, new Galaxy Buds, a smartwatch, and a home speaker may be revealed. Stay tuned. Samsung's Unpacked event starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and you can watch the live stream on their website. Another electric pickup truck is in the works, and this time it's from the Arizona-based startup Nikola. That is known for working on zero emissions big rigs. Now they're using similar tech scaled down for a pickup truck. USA Today says the so-called Nikola Badger will have a battery-only range of 300 miles or a range of double that for the battery plus hydrogen-powered pickups. It's meant to rival Tesla's Cybertruck. In fact, the name Nikola is inspired by the same electricity pioneer, Nikola Tesla. Production is expected to start in 2021. A new record label plans to use artificial intelligence to find the next big artist. Snafu Records calls itself the first full-service AI-enabled record label. It uses an algorithm to listen through about 150,000 tracks a week on Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud, and TikTok, looking for people who are making music similar to what's popular right now. Engadget says the software picks out about a dozen songs it likes, and then people at Snafu will give them a listen to see if there's something there. Snafu is a new label, so it's not clear how successful it's been in finding the next big stars. That said, this is not really a brand new thing, but only a few labels actually depend solely on the technology. The Oscars set a record we have not mentioned yet, and it's not the kind it wants. A record low 23.6 million viewers tuned into the awards show Sunday night, down 20%, or about 6 million viewers from last year. It's not too surprising, since other award shows have seen dips in viewership in recent years as well, but USA Today says none of them saw this big of a drop within 1 year. Still, Variety says this year's Oscars was more popular than any other award show of the season, beating out even the Grammys and Golden Globes. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks again to everyone who participated in the giveaway the last couple of weeks. It is now over, but I'm expecting to hear from Podchaser soon about the chosen winner, so stay tuned this week for that announcement. I always love reading your reviews, by the way, on any and all platforms, so thank you for taking the time to write them. I love to just know that you're enjoying the show. As always, you can find the links and sources for all of today's stories in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com/shownotes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.